Fifth terminal opens at London Heathrow. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. London Heathrow's new Terminal 5 officially opened on Thursday and immediately created chaos for passengers. Unfortunately for the airport authorities, there were more than a few teething problems. Passengers arriving on morning flights had to wait several hours for their baggage to arrive. This was embarrassing for airport officials because Terminal 5 was built with the promise of fewer delays and a better service. Things got worse as the day progressed. The high-tech conveyor belt that takes suitcases to planes broke down. 7 flights left without baggage and 34 flights were cancelled. One unlucky passenger said, "This is Heathrow. It seems the bad things from the other terminals have also landed in this new one." The airport had to close all check-in desks by evening. Airport bosses asked people for patience and said it would take time to iron out the problems. Officials did let out a sigh of relief on the first day because there were no large-scale protests from environmental campaigners. Authorities feared that groups opposed to the airport's plans for expansion might try to disrupt Terminal 5's opening. Many people are against plans for a third runway and a sixth terminal at Heathrow. One group even managed recently to climb onto the roof of the British Parliament to protest against further airport construction at Heathrow. John Stewart from the anti-expansion group Clear Skies said, "The real reason Terminal 5 was built was to allow more flights on the existing runways, which will mean more noise, more pollution, and more stress for those living under the flight paths. This will also make London's skies more dangerous." Over 40,000 passengers and 380 flights were scheduled to pass through the new terminal on its first day.